The word today is need. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. There is a great need for God's Word to be heard around the world. For more than 30 years, The Word Today has been meeting this need with programs like the one you're listening to now. Here to share how God has met our every need through Christ Jesus is Bible educator Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Need.
The Word of God has many things to say about our needs and how God provides for our needs. One of the things that the Scriptures say is that, for instance, with food or clothing, our Heavenly Father knows we need these things and that He will provide for us. Therefore, we should not worry, or we should not be like the world who runs after these things and tries to hoard them or makes life all about just getting a new piece of clothing or getting something material. There's so much more importance to life than just trying to satisfy ourselves with things that we want, that we think we need. Well, in reality, we have such deep needs spiritually that God provides for us, and it's a wise person who understands how God provides for our spiritual needs. I think about especially what's said in Ephesians chapter 2, where it says this: "Because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. The Lord showed us that He loved us," as it says here in the book of Ephesians in the second chapter where I was reading, "by giving us forgiveness of our sins, by giving us salvation and eternal life in the Lord Jesus." All of our long-term needs as humans are met as a result of that. So we need to trust in God and to put our faith in the Lord Jesus, because that is where our greatest need lies, in the need for forgiveness, in the need for eternal life, life beyond the grave, as it says here, where it indicates that we have been raised up with Christ. And there are other things that are needs. I think of Paul. When he started out his ministry, he had some needs that needed to be met, some needs for money and for food and things like this. He talks about it a little bit in the book of Philippians, and he mentions in Philippians 4, "It was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I'm looking for a gift, but I'm looking what may be credited to your account. I've received full payment and even more. I'm amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And may God meet all of your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus." You see how Paul was talking about the fact that early in his ministry he had a need for support? Well, if you know the story of Paul, before he became a Christian, he was persecuting Christians. And so when he turns around and commits himself to the Lord Jesus and receives Jesus as his Savior, then he's going to change his life, and he wants to speak about Christ and travel and share the good news. Well, a lot of Christians were probably leery, probably distrustful of this, and might not have supported him in his ministry. Except the Philippians. God bless those Philippian people. They, in that church, understood what happens when a person comes to faith and changes, that the Holy Spirit comes in and changes your trust and your belief and gets you committed to God. And so they realized that this man, even though he was an enemy of Christians, could now have become a true believer. And so they decided to share and to trust God and to help meet Paul's needs. It's such a wonderful thing because Paul, I'm sure, always had a joyful, grateful spot in his heart for the Christians in Philippi because they had helped meet his needs. And that's the beautiful thing about giving for the Lord. Whether you are giving to your church where you are a member at, or whether you are giving to some Christian organization that takes food or clothing, or maybe digs wells for people to get clean water, whatever it is that you're giving of your money or giving of your time, you're doing this to help meet the needs of others and to help meet the need of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I am so proud of the members of Our Shepherd Lutheran Church, the home of the Word Today. They really want the gospel of Jesus to get to as many people as possible, and they give very significantly, meaningfully. They know that this is doing the work of God, and they know that there are people out there like yourself listening who need to hear about Christ, who need to know God's love. And so they give because they know there is a need out there. You know, when it comes to giving to God, some people are at different phases, different states. I could liken it to the different stages of growth of a seed. Some people, even though they've come to the Lord Jesus, are not very mature yet when it comes to giving. They're sort of like a seed that's dormant. And financially, they just haven't gotten growing much yet when it comes to giving to the Lord. It's important that they learn to do this so that they grow in thankfulness and gratitude, and that they actually express this thankfulness so that they realize that there's needs of other individuals, whether physical or spiritual, and that they can be part of the body of Christ in helping to meet those needs. So at this point, maybe they're dormant and they're not doing anything, but hopefully God will work in their heart so that they will begin to grow and they'll see tremendous blessings. You know, it takes trust in order to do that. Trust that God is going to meet your needs. I remember when I was young, I went to a Bible camp, and they had what was called a trust fall. You stood and closed your eyes, and behind you, several people held out their arms and waited to catch you. And you were to fall backwards and let yourself go and trust that they would catch you. Well, in the same way, the Lord is asking us when we give our gifts to Him and to serve the gospel that we're trusting Him and that He won't let us crash, that He won't let us down. And so when people start to do that, when let's say they begin with a tithe and giving 10% of what they have, and this is about giving to the Lord Jesus. This is about your relationship with God. This is not about a program at a church that needs funding. This is not about giving so that you can get more back in return and greedily wanting blessings. This is about being faithful to the Lord and showing thankfulness. And so when people just start doing that, they're sort of like the seed that has now started to sprout. And new givers to God who are starting to see his faithfulness are very excited. They're very happy. They're learning the joy of giving to God. And it feels good because you're now showing and demonstrating that you're really growing closer to him. And then there are the mature believers, the mature givers. These people look for the needs that exist, and they want to give significantly. These are individuals who don't give up just because times get a little tighter financially or just because there's a repair that needs to be made. They still want to keep their promises and commitments to God. And they always like to see their giving to God growing because for them it's a principle of thankfulness to God. They have a deep appreciation and a love for God, sort of like that woman who was wetting Jesus' feet with her tears and drying Jesus' feet with her hair, the deep appreciation for what God has done for us spiritually. Now, for those that have a lot of means, for those with a lot of material blessings, I want you to think about this. Would you trust God by giving? Would you demonstrate your thankfulness to the Lord and trust that he will meet all of your needs, even though you give some for his purposes? And to those without means, to those that are needy, would you put your trust in the Lord Jesus that he will see to it that your needs are met? Will you trust that like the flowers of the field and the birds of the air, God will provide for you? You see, Paul said to the Philippians who were generous, God will meet all of your needs. Indeed, in the person of Jesus, all of our spiritual needs have been met. Our needs for forgiveness, for acceptance, for love, for salvation. We lack nothing long term. But also be aware that God is looking out for us physically, and he has the resources, and he will be able to meet all of our physical needs, whatever they are, in the future through Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Judgment. A foundational belief of the Christian faith is that Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead, a promise of doom to the unbeliever, but of great hope to the believer. So write today for your free copy of Judgment. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.